My name is Justin, and I have the opportunity and the privilege of serving at a church in Indianapolis, in Indiana.
我是在印第安纳明尼阿波利斯的一个传人教会服事。
I'm just curious, how many have ever been to Indiana?
有多少人去过印第安纳? Wow.
It's so good to be in Florida right now.
很高兴在这里。
When we drove down the night that we drove down, there was like this big snow ice storm, and it's just so good to be here.
那边你看到的就是冰天雪地，我们非常高兴啊来到这里。
Well, I had the opportunity and privilege of being in this church about 7 years ago, and so it's wonderful just to be back.
7年之前啊，我有幸啊来到这个教会，和你们一起来分享神的话语，我非常高兴能够再次来到你们当中。
In the early 1900s, the London Times newspaper ran a series of essays by famous English writers all addressing a simple question.
在19世纪初的时候，伦敦《泰晤士报》刊载了一系列的文章，是一些作者所写的，他们要回答一个问题。The
question they had these writers respond to is a simple one. The question is this. What is wrong with the world today?
这个问题就是他们要回答的问题，就是今天这个世界出了什么问题？
So each author took a turn in responding to that question, describing just exactly what they thought was wrong with the world today.
每一位作者都从他们自己独特的角度来给这个问题做出回答。
The shortest and most profound essay came from an author whose name is G.K. Chesterton.
其中最短也是最打动人心的一个一篇文章，是来自于一个作者，他叫做G.K. Chesterton。Before
I tell you what Chesterton wrote, how would you answer that question? How would you answer that question? What is wrong with the world today?
在我回答，在我说切斯特顿他的文章之前，我要问大家一个问题：今天如果让你来回答这个问题，这个世界出了什么问题？你要怎么回答？
Maybe some of you would say, corrupt governments, that's what's wrong with the world.
你可能会回答说腐败的政府，这是今天世界问题的所在。
And maybe you'd say, failing education system, that's what's wrong with the world.
也可能讲说这是失败的教育体系，是今天世界问题的所在。
And others of you might say, rampant greed. Greed, that's what's wrong with the world.
有些人可能会讲这种毫无节制的贪婪是这个世界的问题所在。
Let me tell you what Chesterton wrote.
让我来告诉你，这个切斯特顿他的回答是什么？
He wrote, "Dear sirs, what is wrong with the world today? I am, sincerely, G.K. Chesterton."
他的文章非常短，他说：“先生，今天这个世界除了什么的问题在哪里？”他说：“问题在我自己。”他说：“然后下面是他的签名。”What
led Chesterton to seeing himself as the source of wrong?
是什么让这个作者切斯特顿他想到说这个世界的问题的症结在他自己呢？For
certainly, by our standards, Chesterton was a good guy.
从一般人的角度来讲，切斯特顿看起来是一个非常好的人。We
would want Chesterton to be our neighbor, to be our coworker, to be our friend.
你都希望这个人成为你的邻居，成为你的职场上的同事，也成为你的朋友。
So why did Chesterton see himself as wrong?
可是为什么切斯特顿他说他自己是这个世界问题的所在呢？
And for that matter, should we see ourselves as wrong?
我们为什么会是我们自己看走眼了吗？还是怎么一个情况？
To see ourselves as such, to see ourselves as wrong, would seem rather confusing, kind of counterintuitive, not what we would expect.
如果看到说问题是在自己的身上，让我们看起来好像是一个蛮困惑的答案。
Well, this evening we're going to look at a story that at first glance will seem kind of confusing, kind of counterintuitive, kind of not what we would expect.
我们今天晚上就要分享一个故事，看起来是一个好像叫人很容易迷惑的问题，但是我们会看到一个答案。Now,
in this story, there's three characters.
在这个故事里边有三个人物。The
first character is Jesus.
第一个人物是主耶稣基督。The
second is a gentleman by the name of Simon.
第二个人物是一个先生，叫做西门。And
then a woman that this text will describe as a woman who had lived a sinful life.
第三个人物就是一个女人，她过着一个 有罪的生活。
Now Simon is a Pharisee.
西门他是一个法利赛人。
Now a Pharisee is a religious leader in that time.
我们知道在那个时候, 法利赛人是宗教领袖。
He's a good guy.
他是一个好人。
You would want Simon as your neighbor.
你会希望说西门做你的邻居。You would want Simon
as your friend.
你会希望西门做你的朋友。
You would want him as a coworker.
你也希望他能够成为你的同事。
Simon will invite Jesus to have a meal with him.
西门他邀请耶稣到他家里吃晚餐。
And in that culture, to share a meal with someone is to invite them into relationship.
在那样一个文化环境里边，请人来你家里边吃饭，是要希望说。
So this religious leader named Simon is seeking some sort of relationship with Jesus. Now, the woman is a prostitute.
我们讲了这个第三位主人公，这个女的，她是一个妓女。
She's a social outcast.
她是一个被社会所遗弃的人。
She's someone that society would say is a bad person.
在社会
Many would not want her as a neighbor. But like Simon, she is coming to seek Jesus. She wants some type of relationship with Jesus. So both Simon and the woman are seeking some sort of relationship with Jesus.
和这个女妓女，他们都想试图和耶稣基督建立起某种关系。
But the similarities end there. I mean, clearly, they're very different.
可是更多的是他们的不同的地方。
On the one hand, you have a moral and cultural elite in Simon the Pharisee.
我们看到在另一方面，我们看到西门他是一个在道德上站在制高点的，而且在他是一个宗教的领袖，他是一个社会的精英。
But on the other hand, you have an immoral and cultural outcast in the prostitute.
在另外一个方面，我们看到是一个被社会所遗弃的，一个被众人所厌恶的一个妓女。
In fact, as you'll see in a minute, we never find out the name of this woman.
可是我们会看到说，我们从来都不知道说，在这个故事里面，这个女人她的名字叫什么。
She's nameless, which kind of adds to that outcast aura.
她是一个无名小卒，是一个被社会所遗弃的人。
But the contrast in their characters is not the only contrast we'll see.
我们看到这个关于两个人性格上的比较，并不是他们之间唯一的不同。
There's a great contrast in their character and or sorry, in their actions and attitudes as well.
可是他们，我们也看到他们在他们的行为上面和他们的态度上面更有明显的不同。
So let me read you now a little bit of this account.
让我来给大家读一下这关于这个故事的一些记载。
So I'm going to read from the Gospel of Luke, verses 36 to 38.
我来读路加福音第七章36节到38节。
Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, and so he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.
约翰福音第七章36节到38节，有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶。 站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。So
the woman, the prostitute, comes humbly and open.
我们看到这个女人，这一个妓女，她来到耶稣面前，是一个以谦卑的心，而且是一个非常诚实的态度。She
comes humbly because she's cleansing and anointing Jesus' feet.
我们看到说她 谦卑到一个地步，他来到面前，他用香膏来抹耶稣的脚。It's
one thing for me to shake your hand. It's a completely different thing for me to shine your shoes.
我们和人打招呼的时候握手是一件事情，如果你给别人擦鞋，那是另外一件事情。
The first puts me on equal ground with you. The second puts me literally and figuratively beneath you.
你跟别人握手是在表示你和别人同等。
She comes humbly and she comes openly as well.
她不仅仅是一个低位的姿态出现，她也是一个诚实的面目出现。
She comes with all that she has, both financially and personally.
我们看到她来，她带着她所有，她的所有来到耶稣面前。
The text reminds us she comes with an alabaster jar.
我们看到她带了一瓶盛满香膏的玉瓶。
So this jar has a perfume in it, and that perfume might have been the only thing that made her attractive, and this perfume also would have been very expensive.
我们看到她带那个玉瓶，那个香膏是非常珍贵，而且那可能也是可以唯一使她能够变成吸引人的东西。
So pouring out the one thing that she has that makes her attractive, and the one thing that's very expensive shows she's coming with all that she has.
她把这瓶香膏带来这些这个。
But there's more. Before she anoints Jesus' feet with this expensive perfume, she cleans Jesus' feet with her own tears and her own hair.
她在给耶稣基督用香膏抹耶稣的脚的之前，她用她自己的眼泪擦清洗耶稣的脚，并用自己的头发把耶稣的脚擦干。
She's giving all that she has to Jesus.
她把她所有的一切都给了耶稣基督。
But there's more.
还有更多的。
See, to clean Jesus' feet with her own hair means she would have had to let her hair down.
她要用头发擦干耶稣的脚，就意味着说她要把她的头发放得很低。
And in that culture, to let your hair down is a sign of vulnerability.
她在她中东那个文化里面，把你把头发散开的时候，表示着你把你的软弱展示在别人面前。
So this prostitute comes to Jesus humbly. And open and with all that she is and all that she has. Simon, on the other hand, comes proudly and closed.
Let
me continue the story and let's see how Simon is described in verse 39. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner."
我们看到在39节，西门他在这里讲到说，请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁。
Simon's logic seems to be something like this. If Jesus were a prophet is a holy and divine man, so if Jesus was a prophet, wouldn't he already know that this woman is a sinner? And if he knew that, wouldn't he not let her touch him?
我们看到西门的逻辑是讲说，如果耶稣基督是个先知，他是圣全人圣洁的，他就知道说应该知道。 这个摸她的女人是谁？如果她是圣洁的，她是个先知，她就不应该让这个女人来摸她。But
Jesus is letting her touch him, therefore he must not be a prophet.
可是耶稣基督让这个女人来摸她的脚，这个耶稣一定不是一个先知。There's
almost this sense in Simon that he's thinking, I'm clearly better than this woman. I might even be better than Jesus.
所以在西门的 头脑中他会觉得说，我比很多人都好，我甚至比耶稣基督都好。So
Simon comes very proudly to Jesus, but he also comes very closed.
我们看到西门来到耶稣面前，一个傲慢的心，而且是一个自我封闭的心来到神面前。Jesus
himself will pick up on this. Let me show you this towards the end here in verses 44 to 46.
我们看44节到46节主怎样讲。
Then he, Jesus, turned towards the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house, and you did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet.
我们看到耶稣基督啊，啊，是对西门说：“说你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候，就不住的用嘴亲我的啊脚。你没有用油膏我的啊抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。”
So Simon the Pharisee comes to Jesus proudly and closed.
我们看到啊，这个叫做西门的法利赛人，他来到神面前是以傲慢的姿态，一个自我封闭的姿态来到神面前。
In contrast to the woman, he does not even welcome Jesus as she does.
我们看到和这个女人相比啊，西门所表现出来的不是一个欢迎的啊态度。
Why?
为什么？
Why is there a difference between how Simon and the prostitute respond to Jesus?
为什么？为什么啊？这个法利赛人西门和这个妓女，他对耶稣的反应是如此的不一样？
Wouldn't we expect Simon to act properly before Jesus? I mean, Simon is the religious one after all.
我们是不是应该觉得说，期待说西门他应该在耶稣面前表现的啊更合适，因为他毕竟是一个。
And why does Jesus chastise Simon, but affirm, even point to the prostitute as an example?
那为什么耶稣基督会这样严厉的斥责啊西门，而是肯定啊这个妓女，而且甚至把这个妓女当作一个榜样？
This is all very surprising, counterintuitive, not what we would expect.
那是不是一个叫我们很吃惊，甚至好像是违反我们的直觉，不是我们所期望的啊一个事情的发展
？Do you feel this? The character who thinks he is good, the character whom society thinks is good, the character that we think is pretty good, is in fact the one is not the one that Jesus affirms.
我们看到说这个人他自己自我感觉良好的人，这个社会也认为他是一个好人，甚至我在我们眼里他也觉得是一个好人的人。那么在耶稣的眼里，为什么就不被耶稣所接受
？Remember, Simon, by so many standards, is a good guy.
我们看到说西门他做了很多好事，他是一个好人。
You'd want him as a neighbor.
你会希望西门做你的邻居。
You'd want him as a coworker.
你希望他做你的同事。
You'd want him as a friend.
你也希望说他做你的朋友。
But Jesus exalts this prostitute over Simon.
可是我们看到耶稣基督他高举这个妓女，把她放到比这个西门更高的位置。
How can this be?
为什么会这样？
Before we go back to Simon, what about you?
我们在回到西门之前，我们来想我们自己。
Who are you in this story?
如果我们把自己放在这个故事里边，我们会是哪一个人物？
Are you more like Simon the Pharisee or more like the nameless prostitute?
你会觉得你自己更像这个法利赛人西门呢，还是会更像啊这个女人妓女
？Are you more like the upstanding and well-respected cultural elite, or more like a social outcast？
啊，你是一个在社会上非常啊有名望、有地位一个精英，还是一个被社会所遗弃的人
？Most of us think we're pretty good。
啊，很多人都会讲我们很好啊。
We're pretty good people, and I'm sure you are.
啊，我们都是很好的人，我也知道这女人是很好的人。
But how do you know if you're a good person?
可是你怎么知道你是一个好人
？For a lot of us, we think we're pretty good because we're better than other people.
啊，很对我们大多数人来讲，我们觉得说我们自己还不错，是因为我们觉得我们比很多其他人比其他人好很多。
This works in school. This works in the office.
啊，我们这样一个比较，不管是在学校也好，在啊。办公室也好，都是行得通的。
You're a good student or you're a good coworker, as long as you're better than other students or other coworkers.
啊，你是一个好的学生，你是个好的同事，就只要你比和其他的学生、其他同事相比，你比他们强，就会得出这样的结论。
And we translate this to our moral standing as well.
啊，我们把这样一个看法就转移到我们的道德啊标准上，也是这样。
We're good moral people because at least we're better.Than a lot of other people.
啊，我们是非常有道德的人，至少我们比其他人好许多。
We don't commit the crimes that they do, and we do try to help other people.
啊，我们也不去像别人那样犯罪，而且我们也会去帮助别人。
But this raises another question.
啊，这就啊引发了另外一个问题。
How do you know if you're good enough?
啊，你怎么知道你足够好？
You might be good to other people, compared to other people, but how good is good enough?
你可能和别人比较你还不错，但是你好到什么程度是足够好呢？
Particularly when it comes to being accepted by God.
啊，特别是你要好到什么程度才能够被神所接受呢？
Before I was a Christian, I imagined that as long as my good deeds outweighed my bad deeds, then God would accept me.
啊，在我成为啊基督徒之前，我一直在想说，只要我的好行为比我的坏行为多一点，我就能够被神所接受。
But there's a fatal flaw in that thinking.
可是我们知道这是一个啊错的啊想法。
Why did I believe 51% good deeds would be enough?
我怎么会想说我有51%的行为是好的就足够了呢？
What if God required 75% good deeds?
如果神要求说你好的行为要到75%。
Or 99% good deeds.
啊，如果说神说你的好的行为和坏的行为比起来，你好行为应该达到99%，那你怎么办呢？
Or 100% good deeds.
或者说神的标准说你要100%的行为都是好的，你能达得到吗？
For that matter, what are good deeds? If I do a good thing but I have a bad motive, is it still a good thing?
这也让我们想到说什么是一个好的啊行为。当我们有一个好的行为，但是我们却有一个邪恶的用从啊有一个邪恶的目的出发来做好的行为的时候。那个算数吗？
In other words, I've made a number of dangerous assumptions.
啊，我们看到这些，我们这些假想都是非常危险。
Assumptions that maybe Simon also made.
我们看到这西门啊，法利赛人，他也好像也是有这样的假设。
Assumptions that would seem to lead us to believe that God will most certainly accept us.
啊，这样一个假设，觉得说哦，神就一定会接受我们。
But if this account is to be believed.Are wrong.
但是我们看到说，这样这里边的叙述告诉我们说不是这样。
This all seems very confusing.
来告诉我们说，这是要这样一个叙述和我们的啊日常的观点比起来，让我们觉得有些困惑。
But the story of Simon gives us some clarity here.
我们看到说，在这里边这个故事给我们一些啊看见。
For the story of Simon will reveal a shocking truth about the Christian faith.
我们在这里面，我们看到一个关于。基督信仰的一个非常惊人的啊真理。
Because in our account, Jesus will tell Simon a story.
我们看到啊，这啊西门所讲的故事。
Verse 41. Jesus speaking, he says to Simon, tells a story. Two men owed money to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both.Now, which of them will love him more?
啊，四十一节、四十二节啊，耶稣给西门讲故事说，有一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个人欠了50两银子，一个人欠了5两银子，因为他们无力还债，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？
So Jesus tells a story in which there's these two men, and they both owe money. One owes a little bit of money, and the other owes a lot of money.
耶稣在这个故事里面讲了两个啊人，他们都欠债主的钱，一个欠的比较少，一个欠的比较多。
But both owe money.
两个人都欠债主的钱。
Both are guilty.
啊，两个人在都没有办法还债。
So for example, let's say you take a loan out, a 1 month loan out from the bank, and the penalty for not paying the bank back is one night in jail.
我们再打一个啊比方，你从银行借了钱，那么贷款一个月，如果你还不上的话，你的惩罚是要在监狱里面住一个晚上。
At the end of a month, does it matter whether you cannot pay back $5 or $5,000?
啊，在那个月底该还钱的时候，不管你是还欠5块钱没有还，还是还有5000块钱没有还。
No, if you can't pay back any amount, you will spend one night in jail.
如果只要你没有还清这个贷款，那你的惩罚就是要在那个监狱里边待一个晚上。
The amount of money owed is secondary. The fact that you cannot pay back the money is primary.
我们看到说你欠多少钱， 不是那么重要，最重要的是你欠钱这样一个事实。
And notice in the story that Jesus tells, both of them cannot pay the money back.
我们看到在这个故事里边，主耶稣讲说，这两个人都没有办法还清债主的债。
So both are guilty.
所以这两个人都欠了债主的债。
And both are subject to punishment.
所以这两个人都面临的一个惩罚。
Unless their debt is canceled, or unless their debt is forgiven.
除非他们的债被取消了，除非他们的债被赦免。
Which is exactly how Jesus will describe the state of the woman later on.
啊，这正是啊，主耶稣他讲到这个女人的情形，后来讲说讲到的。
And so the shocking truth of the Christian faith is that it's not good people that God accepts, but forgiven people.
我们看到excuse me.
The shocking truth of the Christian faith is that it's not good people that God accepts, but forgiven people.
我们看到说在耶稣基督的信仰里边，令人最吃惊的事实是不是说好人就被神所接受，而是人被神所赦免。
The reason Simon isn't accepted by Jesus isn't because Simon isn't a good guy. We've already established he's a good guy. You want him as your friend, but Simon doesn't understand forgiveness.
我们看到西门没有被耶稣基督所接受。不是因为西门不够好，西门是一个好人。西门不被耶稣所接受的原因，是因为他不知道赦免这样一回事情。
But conversely, the reason the woman, the nameless prostitute, is accepted by Jesus and affirmed by Jesus, because she understands forgiveness.
我们看到这个女人，这个有罪的女人，这个妓女，她被耶稣所接受，是因为她知道。赦免，他明白赦免这回事情。
She understands that she needs forgiveness, and she understands that Jesus uniquely offers forgiveness.
他知道说，这个女人，她知道她需要神的赦免，她也知道说，耶稣基督会把这个赦免赐给她。
So what about you?
我们呢
？Are you a forgiven person?
你是一个被神赦免的人，你是一个愿能够赦免别人的人吗？
Before responding, I would encourage you to contemplate and think about your need for forgiveness.
我们在你回答这个问题之前，我希望我们来思想，我们有没有任何的原因，我们需要别人的赦免。
You see, the prerequisite to forgiveness is that difficult first step of seeing that I need forgiveness.
我们知道说被赦免的前提是要让我们自己看到说。我们有一个被赦免的需要。
Let's be honest, most of us don't like thinking about or meditating on or reflecting on our own failures.
我们知道我们每个人我们都不愿意去思想去思考我们自己的失败。
None of us like admitting that we failed to live as we should. We failed to live as we desired. We failed to do things that we meant to do.
我们每个人都不愿意承认说我们会失败，我们要做的事情我们没有做成功，我们都不愿意去承认那一点。
Simply put, it's hard for a lot of us to admit, as Chesterton said, that we are wrong.
我们对我们很多人来讲，我们让我们自己承认我们错了，是一件很难的事情。
But we have to be honest about the depth of our own sin.
可是我们在我们自己的失误面，在我们的罪面前，我们必须要诚实。
In fact, if you're not yet a Christian,Christianity will not make sense apart from understanding sin.
我们如果不明白罪，那我们耶稣基督的信仰对我们就没有任何的意义。
But if you plumb the depths of your own sin, if you see that for truly as deep and dark and as bleak as it is, then the glorious good news of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, will actually be good news.
只有我们认识了自己的罪，认识我们自己的罪是何等的深重。我们在福音临到我们的时候，我们才能够看到福音对我们是何等的美好。
For example, imagine a diamond.
举个例子，像一个宝石。
A diamond is seen with all of its beauty and brilliance when behind it is a dark black backdrop.
我们看到这个金光闪闪的宝石，只有一个黑色的背景所衬托之下，它的全部光辉，我们才能够欣赏得到。
In the same way, the gospel or the core of the Christian faith or Jesus himself only shines brighter and beautiful and glorious when we understand it in light of or against the black backdrop of sin.
同样，耶稣基督的救恩，耶稣基督的赦免，耶稣基督的恩典，只有当我们看到我们自己的罪，我们自己真正的罪作为背景的时候，我们才看到耶稣基督的救恩是何等的美好。
So you're a forgiven person.
我们都是被神所赦免。
So some of you are forgiven people. You've come to faith in Jesus.
我们在座的有很多，我们是被神赦免，因为我们已经相信了，也接受了耶稣基督。
Do you ever remind you of what Jesus says as well in the story?
这让我想起耶稣基督所讲的故事。
That is, our love for God is directly proportional to how accurately we view our sins.
我这里边讲到说，我们和对神的爱是和我们对自己的罪的认识是成比例的。
So for example, if you're a Christian, you feel like, well, my sins were pretty little and minor, not a big deal anyway. Your love for God may be little and minor, not that big a deal anyway.
如果你不能够认识人，就是说，哎，我是基本上没有什么罪，我只有一点点罪。你有这样的认识的时候，你可能对神的爱也是那么一点点。
But if you're a Christian and you saw your sin for what it was, deep and profound and infinite and a big deal, then your love for God accordingly will be deep, profound, and a big deal.
如果你真的是能够面对自己，你知道你的罪是何等的深重，那么你知道神赦免了你如此深重的罪，你在神面前对神的爱，你才能够显多出来。
So let me give you a little test.
给你看一个比较。
To see kind of where you're at as a Christian.
我们来怎么样来看我们自己作为基督徒。
So 30 years after he became a Christian, the Apostle Paul wrote this.
我们看到说使徒保罗在被神得着30年以后他写下这样的话。
He wrote, "Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." From 1 Timothy 1:15.
在提摩太前书第一章第十五节保罗他有这样写到说。耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的。说在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
So Christian, do you see yourself as the worst of all sinners?
我们作为基督徒，我们能够看自己是罪人中的罪魁吗？
Of course not. You're thinking there's billions and billions of people in the world, and most of them are worse than me.
你想，肯定不是这样。在世界上有比我坏的人多去了。
If that's your initial response.
这是不是你很自然而然的反应？
You're probably missing the point.
如果你这是你自然而然的反应，你可能就你的反应就错了。
The point is not the quantity of your sin, but the understanding of your own sin.
这个问题就是我们要明白我们自己的罪。
Because nobody knows the depth and the darkness of your own sin more than you.
我们每个人在神面前的光景，我们罪何等深重，只有我们自己。面对神的时候，我们才能够明白。
And because you and you alone can see that, hopefully you would respond with the Apostle Paul, "I, in fact, am the worst of all sinners."
你只有对自己的罪有一个诚实的认识的时候，你可能才会像保罗一样讲说，我是罪人中的罪魁。
And as you grasp the depth of your own sin, hopefully your faith would be revived as you appreciate again God's grace.
当你看到真的看到自己的罪的时候。相信神才能够真正是复兴你，你才能够真的是在神的恩典面前献上感谢。
And what would it be like in your life if you understood the grace of God deeper?
如果真的你真的明白神的爱是何等长阔高深，你的生活会是怎样的？
What would the church be like? What would this church be like if we all understood God's grace deeper?
我们如果真的明白神的恩典、神的爱。我们每个人会变成怎么样？我们的教会会变成怎么样
？What would it be like for a church to understand God's grace and thus be a safe place where people could freely admit their own sins？
我们如果都是这样的话，我们这个教会是不是就是一个被神爱所充满的？我们每个人在教会里面，我们可以诚实面对自己的罪。
What would it be like if we came to church not thinking I'm okay, you're okay, let's just smile？
你不会觉得说来到教会上你好我好大家好只要笑笑就可以。
But rather we're authentic and say, I'm a mess, you're a mess, I'm a sinner, you're a sinner.
相反，我们来到神面前一个诚实的态度的时候，我们会讲说，你是一团糟，我也是团糟，你也是罪人，我也是罪人。
It seems to me that we could, in that context, we could give forgiveness and ask for forgiveness much easier.
只有在这样一个环境里面，我们才能够啊比较容易饶恕别人和恳求别人去饶恕，我们才能够比较容易去做到彼此饶恕。
We would give forgiveness because we have received such great forgiveness from God.
我们愿意去饶恕别人，因为我们知道我们从神那里得到了极大的饶恕。
And we could ask for forgiveness very easily because we wouldn't be scared of being ashamed.
我们也可以去很容易求别人饶恕我们的过犯，因为我们不以这样做为耻。
Because we know the one whom we're asking forgiveness of would grant that because he or she has also received great forgiveness from God.
我们知道当我们求别人饶恕的时候，我们就知道说他会饶恕我们，因为他也从神那里得到了极大的饶恕。
But understanding God's grace wouldn't just transform our church, it would also transform other relationships as well.
我们知道当我们明白神的恩典的时候，我们不仅仅可以改变我们的教会，也可以改变我们人生中其他的关系。
There's a story of a married couple who had a conversation as follows.
比如说我们的婚姻关系。
The husband said to the wife, "Why do you keep talking about my past mistakes?"
这个丈夫可能会问妻子说，你为什么一直在讲我过去所做的过犯？
I thought you had forgiven and forgotten all that.
我想你已经饶恕，而且已经忘记这一切了。
And the wife responds, "Yes, honey, I definitely have forgiven and forgotten."
太太说，哦，是的，亲爱的，我已经饶恕你了，我已经忘记了。
But I just want to make sure you don't forget that I've forgiven and forgotten.
我只想提醒你，你没有忘记你过去所做的。
哎呀， is that a relationship that could use some grace?
我们看到说这样一个关系确实需要神的恩典。
Understanding God's grace would not only transform our church and our marriage, but hopefully would cause us to be just humbler in life.
明白神的恩典不仅仅可以改变我们的教会，改变我们婚姻的关系，而且也可以改变我们的人生。
For example, when you see people that are social outcasts, what do you think?
举一个例子，你看到一个被社会所遗弃的人，你的第一想法是什么？
Do you think like Simon the Pharisee? What a sinner! I would never do that.
你可能如果你的反应可能像法利赛人西门，哦，这么一个罪人，我绝不会沦落到他这样一个地步。
Or because you've been gripped by the grace of God, do you say, "Wow, except for the grace of God, I might fall into that as well"?
如果你真的明白神的恩典，你会讲说感谢神。如果不是神的恩典托住我，我可能也是这样。
It's humbling when you realize the grace of God in your own life.
我们在神面前越谦卑，我们越能够明白说神给我们恩典何等的大。
And finally, seeing the depth of our own sin and God's love in response would also help us be more grateful.
我们看到我们自己的罪的深重，我们看到神的恩典何等伟大，也可以让我们更有一颗感恩的心。
We'd be grateful because as we grasp the depth of our own sin, we understand God would be perfectly just to cast us off into our own sin.
我们看到说靠着神的恩典，我们才能够神可以在赦免我们一切的罪，我们的罪能够赦免，完全因了神的恩典。
But he doesn't. God pursues us and goes beyond all that would be required and redeems us in Jesus.
我们看到神没有让我们去做，来做所有的来达到神的标准，而是让耶稣基督他在十字架上为我们所做了我们应当所做的一切。
And his forgiveness is not something we earn. It's a gift.
我们看到说神的赦免不是我们靠我们的努力得来的，而是神所赐给我们的一个礼物。
It's all a gift.
我们知道说恩典是一个礼物。
So when was the last time you wept over your own sins?
你上一次为你自己的罪哭泣的时候是什么时候？
When was the last time you shed tears of sorrow as you saw the depth of your own sin?
你上一次你为你自己的罪感到悲痛的时候是什么时候？
But you also shed tears of joy as you saw God's grace to you in Jesus.
你上一次能够感觉到因为你的罪被神赦免所感觉到那个喜乐是什么时候？
Yesterday?
是昨天吗？
Last week?
是上个礼拜吗
？Last month.
是上个月吗
？Last year.
是前去年吗
？Never.
啊，从来没有过吗
？If it's been a while, or if you've never cried such tears, let me ask you one last question: Do you really want such an impersonal religion?
啊，如果你从来没有过这样的经历，或者很少有这样的经历，让我问你一个问题：你需要这样一个没有啊个人关系的宗教吗
？Do you really want Simon-like faith?
你真的说需要一个像法利赛人西门那样的信仰吗
？If so, that's exactly what you'll get.
如果是这样的话，你这就是你所要的。
But if you want a personal faith that's able to handle your whole being,
可是你如果需要一个和你有个人发生关系的信仰，能够啊让你人生发生改变的信仰。
There's a faith that sees your sin for what it is deep and dark.
啊，这个信仰能让你看到你自己的罪是何等的啊深重。
But yet experience a God who continues to pursue you in the depth of your sin.
啊，神让光照你，让你能看到你自己的罪。
Then cast yourself at the feet of Jesus.
然后你知道说，只有靠耶稣基督，你才可以得到拯救。
Because when we cast ourselves on Jesus' feet, we're forgiven and transformed.
你只有靠耶稣来到耶稣基督面前，让耶稣基督来改变你。
I pray you do that today.
好，希望说这是我们今天的光景。
Let's pray together.
让我们立刻。
Father, we thank you that your grace is deeper than our sin.
我们在天的父，我们谢谢主，你啊差遣你独生爱子啊来代替了我们的罪。
That you know us completely.
你知道我们，你知道我们每一个人。
You know the darkness of our hearts.
你知道我们内心的黑暗。
You know the darkness of our thoughts.
你也知道我们想法是何等的啊失败。
You know the things that nobody else knows.
你也知道我们啊身上别人所不知道的罪。
But yet you do not flee from us.
可是主，你没有放弃我们。
You don't run away from us.
你没有啊抛弃我们。
But rather, you run towards us and you pursue us.
可是主你相反的，主你来寻找我们。
And you have even provided redemption for us in Jesus.
主你甚至让耶稣基督成为我们的赎罪祭。
So Father, I pray that you would probe the depth of our own hearts even now.
主啊，真是求主在这个时候你对我们的心说话。
That you would convict us of sin. But at the same time, you would remind us of your grace.
在同时，主啊，让我们知道说你的恩典是何等的好的。
Of the good news of the gospel, that while we were still sinners, yet Christ died for us.
我们实在看到啊，主你的福音，当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣基督就在十字架上为我们死了。
That in His death there is even life for us.
在他的啊，因着他在十字架为我们受死。主啊，我们在你里面有了生命。
There is forgiveness.
主啊，你赦免了我们的罪。
And there is hope.
你给我们啊，你赦免我们，你也把希望带给我们。
So Lord, help us to shed tears of sorrow over our own sin.
主啊，真是求主你帮助我们，让我们看到我们自己的罪，让我们真是为自己的罪能够忏悔。
But yet also tears of joy.
主啊，真是求主你把那属天的喜乐啊赐给我们。
As we delight again,
让我们真是在你面前，我们有啊好的光景。
And are also transformed by your grace.
我们能够真是被你的救恩啊所改变。
For this we ask in Jesus' name.
为啊这一切在你面前的感谢。
Amen.
主基督的名 ，Amen.
Amen.
Can my choir come back up, please? We're going to sing a couple more songs. Three more to finish up the service.
好，我们的青年人，我们的诗班继续唱，和我们一起，我们再来唱几首歌。
So let's all rise and sing together. Lord, I lift your name on high.
我们啊，一起起立来唱。
No, I just come up.
Oh.
So glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. From death to day, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on.
You go.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to worship you and praise you tonight. Just go with us, Lord God, in your spirit, and bless us as we go. Just let this message sink in our heart, Lord. Help us to be broken for our sin and to be reconciled with you. We praise you, Lord. We love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们知道Awana的program他们还在进行中，所以我们这一边呢，我们一会儿我们会在我们可以在这个教室里面有一些有甜点，我们可以有甜点，我们可以有一些交通。Brothers sisters, we know the Awana program is still in session, so let's when we go out, let we'll just have some fellowship together and. When the dessert is ready, we enjoy the dessert and have more fellowship. But before 9:30, before Awana get ended, the parents, please do not go to the other side to pick up your kid because the Awana program is still in session. Okay, thank you.